I wrote him a letter when we got back, Annabeth said. Just like you suggested. I told him I was sorry. I'd come home for the school year if he still wanted me. He wrote back immediately. We decided we'd give it another try. That took guts. She pursed her lips. You won't try anything stupid during the school year, will you? At least, not without sending me an Iris message? I managed to smile. I won't go looking for trouble. I usually don't have to. When I get back next summer, she said, we'll hunt down Luke. We'll ask for a quest, but if we don't get approval, we'll sneak off and do it anyway. Agreed? Sounds like a plan worthy of Athena. She held out her hand. I shook it. Take care, seaweed brain, Annabeth told me. Keep your eyes open. You too, wise girl. I watched her walk up the hill and join her family. She gave her father an awkward hug and looked back at the valley one last time. She touched Thalia's pine tree, then allowed herself to be led over the crest and into the mortal world. For the first time at camp, I felt truly alone. I looked out at Long Island Sound, and I remembered my father saying, "The sea does not like to be restrained." I made my decision. I wondered, if Poseidon were watching, would he approve of my choice? I'll be back next summer, I promised him. I'll survive until then. After all, I am your son. I asked Argus to take me down to Cabin 3 so I could pack my bags for home.